Hello, darling. We both know why you're here, don't we? You're just aching to admit it. You're listening to this file because you are locked in chastity, or at least wanting to be locked in and teased, denied, left wet and wanting. Well, you're in luck, because that's what I'm going to do. You want to be denied, locked up, and leaking precum, soaking yourself with it even, all day, every day. Doesn't that sound so fun? Let's begin. First, I need you to relax. Find a comfortable spot to spend a few minutes with me. Adjust your lighting. Close or open a window. Light a lavender candle, or change your clothes if needed. Whatever you need to do to be comfortable. Feel free to pause the audio and return when you're ready. Good, Pat. Now find a comfortable position to sit or lie down. Start to breathe deeply. Inhale, feeling your stomach rise. Hold it. And let it out, relaxing all of your muscles as you release. Feel your muscles begin to melt like wax or honey. Feel the tension in your feet, legs, and hips. Begin to soften as you focus on those areas. All that tension dripping away like honey. It feels so good to let yourself relax, to let yourself melt into the surface beneath you. Take a special note of any sexual tension in your body as your mind draws up your torso. Make a note of it and relax into it. Embrace it as that gooey, honey feeling spreads from your hips up into your belly. Good, Pat. Breathe for me. In. Hold it. And out. As your chest rises and falls, imagine the action of your lungs filling and emptying. Think about this feeling like strong bellows opening and closing within you, feeling the tension in your neck and shoulders. sadness melt away as you exhale. Each inhale, allowing that feeling of honey, the warmth, the weight, the tension melting, lovely sensations spreading through your core, into your chest, touching your breath, and helping you relax. Breathe in. Hold it. And out. Good, Pat. Continue breathing as you feel the tension around your neck begin to fade. The muscles around your jaw turning soft. The muscles in your ears and scalp following as the gooey feeling spreads over you, trickling down your face, slowly relaxing you. Good. Now continue to breathe and appreciate this feeling. Total relaxation, covered head to toe in that warm, melting honey, soft and comforting. And in a moment, I am going to count from 10 to 1. As I do, I want you to imagine yourself floating on the surface of a pool of honey. 10. Feel your body cradled softly by the surface of the pool, holding you up and supporting you. 9. Feel the surface tension below slowly give way, letting you sink deeply into the pool, deeply into relaxation. 8. As you sink, you notice your thoughts begin to drift towards that sexual tension you noticed earlier. 7. The honey feels so, so warm against your skin. Warm and wet. 6. Allow yourself to embrace it, letting the desires of that sexual tension echo inside you. Feel it, and allow yourself to fantasize. 5. Sinking deeper now. Imagine that lust filling you, filling your cage if you have one on. You can feel it building up more and more as you sink deeper and deeper into this relaxing pool. 4. It feels so good as you let go. Full of pleasure. Perfectly swaddled by the warm, relaxing honey. 3. The honey feels so good. As if the pool is trying to coax you to the edge. The edge of pleasure. The edge of trance. 2. You feel this deep pleasure mingle with the honey around you, giving in and letting it surround you, becoming hornier and hornier as you sink deeper and deeper. 1. Sleep. Sink even deeper now, feeling the bottom of the pool brush against your back, enveloping and cradling you. So comfortable, so safe. So good. Let the last strands of your conscious mind fade away. Good pet. Breathe in. And out. Now that you are so deep, I can get to work. While you are in trance, I want you to notice that sensual tension you've been tracking. That subdued denial. Feel the knot of sexual energy resting inside you. Picture it like a knotted rope, complex and tangled. We are going to work on untangling that knot. In your mind, pick up the end of that rope. Find the lead. Turn it over in your hands. Admire the complexity. And try to think about how it is tied. How you might untie it. It's so hard to move under all this honey. Harder to get full sexual release and chastity. You know that. Like the knot, chastity keeps you all tied up, denied and tangled, wet and wanting. Now I want you to imagine this knotted rope tied around a honey pot. As you move the knots around, honey leaks out the top. Imagine this honey pot is you, and all that honey is your pre-cum. That's right, darling. As you manipulate that knot, you watch that honey pot leak, and And so do you. Now imagine yourself beginning to untie that knot, letting more honey leak out of the pot, all over your hands, warm and wet, making the knot just a little harder to untie. As you work on that knot, I want you to imagine that you can feel it. As the honey comes out, you feel yourself start to leak, getting wetter and wetter, soaking the surface beneath you. Such a good path. Breathe in, hold it, and out, feeling yourself leak more and more, helpless to this feeling, helpless to my words. My voice sinking into your mind and making you desperately leak even more. Desperate for me to help you with those silly little knots. That's all you can do, isn't it? Wait for me to help you. Unable to do it yourself because you're good pet stuck in chastity, locked up for your mistress. Such a good pet. Breathe in, hold it, and out. Keep working on that knot for me, pet. Now let's revisit your physical body for a moment. Think about that sexual tension you're carrying. Think about the muscles that flex when you're aroused. Those muscles in your pelvic floor. The ones that flex when you're erect and aroused. The muscles around your ass clench too. Try to flex them both a little bit. Together at first. And note how good it feels. Even caged. This little flex should feel so good. That pressure from the cage. That pressure in your sensitive parts ache and throb. Feel it tapping the walls of that honey pot as you work the knot away. Spilling honey on your hands. Now try to flex them independently. Feel yourself leak as you do. Feel yourself growing wet and ready, wanting, desiring pleasure, wanting that honey pot to spill open. It feels so good, doesn't it? Just let yourself be aroused. Pressing against the confines of your denial. Such a good pat. Breathe. Clench. throb, leak, work on that knot, try to get as much out of that honey pot as you can. Such a good pat as you flex. Try going slowly. Feel a small flutter where the muscles almost seem to fire themselves. Warmth pulsing through you as you do. Hot. Wet. Leaking. Feel that chaste pleasure build till it leaks out of you, helpless and leaking, as you clench and throb. Like the pressure in a bottle, it's there, ready to be pushed out, coaxed into releasing, but restrained by the bottle. Honey pots are so much more free. They flow easily, splashing and spilling, making a mess. That's why this particular one is so erratically bound. Bound and wanting, leaking out honey, just like you are. Just like you are bound and wanting, leaking pre-cum like honey. You are going to be so wet. Breathe. Work on that knot. Such a good pat. You can feel the flexing muscles in your groin flutter with arousal as you clench and throb, pushing closer to that elusive orgasm, hands free, wanting but denied. Edged, so close to the edge, you can feel it, feeling yourself leak on the edge every time you hear the words clench and throb and leak, every time you untangle a part of that rope, every time the honey pot leaks. So do you. Breathe. Work on that knot. Good pat. How wet are you? Move if you have to. Check with your hand. If you are wet, good. That's how you should be. Tapped into that honey pot like a good little obedient pet. Feel how good it is to be wet. Play with it. Taste it if you're so inclined. And I would encourage that you taste it. Good honey, straight from the pot. If you aren't wet, that's okay. Sometimes the cage is just a little too tight to let the leaking pre-cum out of the honey pot. Sometimes it can help to make sure that you're well hydrated. Don't worry too much. If you're having a hard time accessing your honeypot, continue to work on that knot. Imagine it. Think about what it would feel like to be so wet you leave a spot. Drooling onto the cage between your legs. Such a good pat. Breathe. Work on that knot. See how close you are to being able to take that rope off. How close you are to opening up that honeypot. How aroused you are doing it. How close to the edge you are. So close to coming. So close to that elusive orgasm. So wet. So needy. So aroused. So much honey in your pot as you clench and throb and leak for me. Every time I say it now, you feel how close you are to the edge, how wet you are. Whenever I say leak, you feel yourself overflowing. So close, so good, so wet. Good pat. You are so close to the last part of the knot now. So close to spilling that honey pot, but yet so far. That last little bit seems so stubborn, so tightly knotted. You can't see any way to get it undone. That last knot is your chastity. Whether or not you are caged, you can't finish that knot, can't orgasm. Can't have that elusive hands-free orgasm. All you can do is shake and splash that honeypot. All you can do is get wet and edge and leak, fluttery, sticky, wet pleasure that you can't resolve. Denied release by chastity. You can ask for permission. Permission to come. But why would you, when having such a full, sticky honeypot feels so good? Good, Pat. Breathe. Edge. Leak. Leaking and edged. Spilling out some of that honey pot. Good pat. Clench. Throb. Leak. I'm going to bring you back soon. But I want you to remember how wet you get when you are aroused. How much you leak whenever you hear my voice. Whenever I say the word leak. Whenever you find yourself leaking. You think of my voice and leak even more. Whenever you are aroused, you think of the knot, sticky, wrapped around that honey pot. Whenever you think about wanting to come, you know you can't. You only leak. Whenever you want to clean yourself up, you won't touch. Keeping yourself pent up and caged. Such a good pat. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you will choose between staying in this relaxed and deep trance, drifting into a soft sleep, or waking up fully aware and refreshed. Wet either way. 1. Feel your limbs come back to you, beginning to float up through the honey. 2. Followed by your body rising to the surface. 3. Coming to the surface, becoming more aware of your surroundings. 4. Such a good pat. 5. Fully awake now. Enjoy your new honey pot, my pet. Now go clean yourself up and try not to leak for me. Or do.